You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. No new banks have gone bust since the initial two, Silicon Valley and Signature, where in those two cases, all depositors have access to their money, even what had been uninsured deposits. President Biden says taxpayers will bear no losses for this rescue. So where's the money coming from? It's called the Deposit Insurance Fund. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes took a look.
Any bank insured by the FDIC has to pay quarterly premiums to the FDIC.
I guess it is life insurance. It's basically life insurance for a bank.
Dan Giedemann is an economics professor at Grand Valley State University. And just like with life insurance, if the bank is healthy.
But we'll charge them a much lower premium than if somebody maybe behaves recklessly.
Those premiums are the main source of revenue for the FDIC's Deposit Insurance Fund. At the end of 2022, it had over $128 billion in it. It's unclear at the moment how much paying the depositors of the failed banks will set the fund back, and existing banks are required by law to make up the difference. Anna Gelperin is a law and finance professor at Georgetown and a fellow at the Peterson Institute.
You know, when FDIC pays out, it has by statute a mandate to go back and have an extraordinary, you know, assessment on the living banks to recoup what it paid.
Gelperin points out those assessments became more comprehensive following the 2008 financial crisis, and the cost of them could trickle down to you and me and anyone who banks.
Is it going to cost you? Probably.
William Chittenden is a finance professor at Texas State University.
Either you would earn a little bit less on your deposit, or you might pay just a hair more on your loan.
Those costs are part of what Georgetown's Anna Gelperin says comes with the social compact of operating a banking system. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.